This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Equality advocates have urged people convicted under Tasmania's former laws against homosexuality and cross-dressing to apply to have their records wiped. Tasmanian legislation enabling the convictions to be expunged were passed last year and came into effect this week. Expungement is not automatic, and those with historical convictions, or if their families have passed away, can find more information and apply online to have their records wiped. A new bill that has passed in the US seeking to fight sex trafficking and sex work is having repercussions for sex workers and other people in Australia. The Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act and Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act conflate trafficking with consensual sex work and represent a crackdown on all kinds of sexual content online. Classified's website Backpage, which is popular for sex work advertising, has removed its adult sections in the US, and in Australia, ads can now only be purchased using cryptocurrency. An Australian mummy blogger known for her anti-LGBTI politics has attacked a drag queen for reading to children in a community program. The political posting mama wrote on her Facebook page that she was shocked to hear about Sydney drag queen Hannah Conda reading to kids at drag story time in Erskineville. While many left homophobic and transphobic comments in the comment section, others rushed to defend Hannah, with one writing, "If you want to keep your head in the sand, do so by not attending." Christian minister and former tennis legend Margaret Court has made a submission to the government's review into religious freedom, calling marriage equality alarming and saying that Christians are being silenced. She said, "I am deeply concerned that, as a nation, we are forsaking foundational truths and blessings that have made Australia great." Among the submissions to the review were 500 from conservative Christian groups expressing fears similar to Court's. Gay dating and hookup app Grindr has been sharing sensitive data that includes users' HIV status and location with third-party services. Two companies which optimize apps, Aptimize and Localix, have been identified so far as recipients of the information. Since news of the privacy breach broke, Grindr has said HIV status will no longer be shared with other data as part of the app's next update, whenever that may be, and defended itself, calling the app a public forum. More than a year after the first reports of gay and bisexual men in Chechnya being tortured in prison camps, most of those taken by authorities have still not been found and are feared to be still imprisoned or dead. The Human Rights Campaign has called on US President Donald Trump to end his deafening silence on the crimes against LGBTI people, primarily gay and bisexual men, in the region. Chechnya's president Ramzan Kadyrov has consistently denied the reports of a gay purge, claiming there are no gay people in the region. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. The Commonwealth Games are underway in Australia with 11 openly LGBT athletes among the 6,000 competing. Tom Daley, Tom Bosworth, Caster Semenya and trans weightlifter Laurel Hubbard are just a few of the stars on Team LGBT from 71 nations. A French Olympic gold medalist has come out as transgender. Sandra Forges, formerly known as Wilfred Forges, won gold in the C2 canoe at the 96 Olympics and struggled for years with her gender identity before transitioning 18 months ago. She says before coming out, her professional life was great, but her personal life was like a prison. Olympic diver Robert Payers has also come out in an inspiring letter on Outsports.com. The 23-year-old competed in the 2012 and 16 Summer Olympics in the 3-metre springboard and is now celebrating who he really is and exploring the difficult road it took to get there. The Venezuelan says life is too beautiful to be hidden in a closet. And finally, rugby player Israel Folau has come under fire for saying that gay people are going to hell unless they repent for their sins. The 29-year-old posted a cartoon on Instagram showing God's plan, and when one fan asked what God's plan is for gays, he said hell unless they turn to God. Qantas, who sponsor the national rugby team, say they are disappointed but won't end their deal with the Wallabies, while Rugby Australia have distanced themselves from the comments. Folau sparked controversy last year when he spoke out against marriage equality.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.